This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Malawi's President Lazara Chakwera on Sunday accused Western countries of Afrophobia for shutting their borders to his and other neighboring nations after South Africa flagged a new coronavirus variant last week. Dozens of countries have barred flights from Southern Africa in a bid to keep the variant named Omicron off their shores. Chakwera is currently chairing the 16-nation Southern African Development Community, which has seen most of its members blacklisted, sparking outrage. Quote, "We are all concerned about the new COVID variant and owe South Africa scientists our thanks for identifying it before anyone else did," he posted on his Facebook page. The World Health Organization has designated Omicron a variant of concern and is assessing its impact. It's thought to be behind rising infections in South Africa, the continent's worst-hit country. Several governments deemed the travel bans rushed and unjust, and South Africa said it felt, quote, punished for sounding the alarm. The WHO has called for borders to remain open. The European Union's border agency will dispatch a plane to monitor the shores of the English Channel for migrant activity after 27 people died when their overcrowded inflatable boat sank en route to Britain last week, the deadliest migration accident on record. European migration officials agreed on the new development at an emergency meeting Sunday in France. They also pledged to work together more closely against migrant smuggling networks and the trade in inflatable boats that are being used in increasingly frequent journeys by people fleeing conflict or poverty in Afghanistan, Sudan, or beyond. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Czech President Milo Zeman appointed the leader of center-right alliance Petr Fiala as prime minister on Sunday in a ceremony he performed from a plexiglass cubicle after testing positive for COVID-19. Fiala leads a bloc of five center and center-right opposition parties that won an election in October, ousting incumbent Premier Andrés Babiš and his allies. The new government will have to tackle a new wave of coronavirus infections that is threatening to overwhelm hospitals and an energy crisis after the collapse of a large electricity provider. The new prime minister called on people to get vaccinated against COVID-19 and praised medical staff as cases are on the rise. Opponents of vaccination and the government's anti-coronavirus measures, such as a ban on Christmas markets, gathered in their thousands in Prague later on Sunday for a protest rally. Swiss voters have given clear backing to legislation that introduced special COVID-19 certificates under which only people who have been vaccinated, recovered, or tested negative can attend public events and gatherings. Final results Sunday show 62% of voters supporting the legislation, which is already in force. The referendum offered a rare bellwether of public opinion on the issue of government policy to fight the virus in Europe, which is currently the global epicenter of the pandemic. The vote on the country's so-called COVID-19 law, which has also unlocked billions of Swiss francs in aid for workers and businesses hit by the pandemic, came as Switzerland faces a steep rise in coronavirus cases. A 7.5 magnitude earthquake shook the remote Amazon region of northern Peru early on Sunday and was felt as far as Lima in the center of the country and all the way to southern Ecuador, causing damage to homes near the epicenter, but no casualties were reported. The quake was felt throughout central and northern Peru. Some residents left their homes as a precaution, according to local radio and television reports. One mayor says several houses had been damaged in his city, leaving three non-serious injuries. And Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said on Sunday he worries Iran will secure a windfall in sanctions relief in renewed nuclear negotiations with world powers, but will not sufficiently roll back projects with bomb-making potential. Negotiators will convene in Vienna on Monday, a last-ditch effort to salvage a nuclear deal which the United States under then-President Donald Trump quit in 2018 and reimposed sanctions on Iran that led to breaches of the deal by Tehran and dismayed the other world powers involved. Find more on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.